they lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and bend the moose, and now you know the plot. We're animaniacs. Dog is cute and yakko yaks. Wacko bats with the snaps while the printer plays the sax. We're animaniacs. Me, Pinky, and the brain who want to rule the universe. Put Babbage Spot together, Slappy whacks him with her purse. What he says is Mindy, while Rita sings a verse. The writer's script, we had the script, my father to rehearse.
Howard Mamie.
Anna Mamie. Those are the facts.
Hot in here, I definitely feel warm.
Oh my gosh, there's a fire! 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 Ah! I'm on fire! Put it out! Put it out! Put it out!
Wait a minute, I am a fire. Imagine my embarrassment. I wish someone would tell me these things. I'm always the last to know.
Hey, whoa there, fella. Put me down. What do you think you're doing?
Oh, taking me on a little tour of the place? I can deal with that. Nice pad you have here.
Hey, not so fast, pal. I'll fall off this thing. Slow down, slow down.
Ah, that's better. Now where are we going?
Up there, are you crazy? It's dark up there. Count me out. I'm scared of the dark. If you're going up there, go alone. Hey, what are you doing? I told you I don't want to go. Turn around, will ya? Go back down. I don't want the darkness to get me. I'm scared of the dark. I'm scared.
Huh? Hey, who turned on the lights? Oh, that's right. I did. But where did the darkness go? Oh, ran down the stairs, huh? I see you hiding down there. I guess I showed you who's boss. No stupid old darkness is gonna scare me. Yeah, you're nothing but a big chicken. Whoa, check out this place. Very impressive. So what are we doing here? Oh, you're a writer. Burning the midnight oil, huh? No problem. I'll keep you company. Ah, cool breeze. Nice. I was born to dance. Get down. Uh-oh. Hey, you guys, are you crazy? Knock it off. It wasn't my fault, honest. It was my evil cousins who did it. But next time, be more careful, will ya? My relatives can't be trusted. Okay, let's get back to work here. You keep on writing, and I'll keep the darkness away.
Finished.
At last, I knew we could do it. Let's see what you wrote. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not bad, Jefferson. So what are you going to call this?
The Declaration of Independence. Drafted July 4th, 1776.
Well, glad I could shed some light on the situation. And good luck with that independence thing. As for me, I'm going to take the rest of the day off. Maybe you should do the same. We could call it a national holiday. I guess I took my advice.
Class, are you ready for your lessons?
Yes, Miss Romeo.
Very well, then. Let's begin. Today's categories are astrophysics, Chaucer, Latin, nuclear fission, TV movies, and the United States. And please remember, students, your responses must be in the form of a question. Yakko, you're the reigning champion, so please select.
Okay, I'll take TV movies for 100.
She has made even more TV movies than Lindsay Wagner. Wacko?
Who is Valerie Bertinelli?
That is correct. Select again.
Okay, I'll take the United States for 500.
The Daily Double. Wacko, you can wager all or part of your money.
I'll blow the wad.
All right, then. In the category of the United States, the answer is the names of all 50 states and their capitals.
Okay. Here goes. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Columbus is the capital of Ohio. There's Montgomery, Alabama, south of Helena, Montana. Then there's Denver, Colorado, and Boise, Idaho. Texas has Austin, then we go north to Massachusetts, Boston, and Albany, New York. Tallahassee, Florida, and Washington, D.C. Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Nashville, Tennessee. Elvis used to hang out there a lot, you know. Trenton's in New Jersey, north of Jefferson, Missouri. You got Richmond in Virginia, South Dakota has Pierre. Harrisburg's in Pennsylvania, and Augusta's up in Maine. And here is Providence, Rhode Island, next to Dover, Delaware. Concord, New Hampshire, just a quick jaunt to Montpelier, which is up in Vermont. Hartford in Connecticut, so pretty in the fall. And Kansas has Topeka, Minnesota has St. Paul. Juno's in Alaska, and there's Lincoln in Nebraska, and it's Rowley out in North Carolina, and then there's Madison, Wisconsin, and Olympia in Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, and Lansing, Michigan. Here's Honolulu, Hawaii's a joy, Jackson, Mississippi, and Springfield, Illinois, South Carolina with Columbia down the way, and Annapolis and Maryland on Chesapeake Bay. They have wonderful clam chowder. Cheyenne is in Wyoming, and perhaps you make your home in Salt Lake City out in Utah where the buffalo roam. Atlanta's down in Georgia, and there's Bismarck, North Dakota, and you can live in Frankfort in your old Kentucky home. Salem in Oregon, from there we join Little Rock in Arkansas, Iowa's got Des Moines, Sacramento, California, Oklahoma, and its city, Charleston, West Virginia, and Nevada, Carson City. That's all the capitals there are.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You failed to put your response in the form of a question.
He was full grown when he was only three. Davy on it, mighty large frontiers man.
Ooh-wee, Davy. Wagon train attack. I'm begging your pardon, ma'am, but what happened?
A grizzly bear done up and ambushed us.
Well, ma'am, stop rocking yourself silly. Your troubles are over. You see, this here's Davy. Davy Ullman, mighty large frontiersman.
That's a peculiar name.
It's Cajun, named after a French egg dish.
I know what an omelet is, boy. I'm talking about Davy.
Well, that's short for Davidson.
Y'all can come on out now. Davy Omelet's here.
Davy Omelet? Why, I heard tell he wrestled a 6-ton bull moose to his knees and hung his long johns out to dry on its antlers.
Davy Omelet? Well, I heard tell he roped a rabid coyote with a bolt of lightning, tamed him, and taught him to eat grass.
Davy Omelet? I heard tell he's a chicken.
Them's lies you're telling, boy.
You better stop spreading tall tales, mister.
Go back east.
He's a chicken, I tell you, a giant chicken.
Ooh, did you see that? Davy Omelet grinned down a bar. Did you hear that? Somebody just laughed like a chicken. Well, I'll be a swayed-back marsupial. He is a chicken.
I told you that guy was a chicken.
Hey, Bear, come on back for supper. We're having pioneer chicken.
Disguise to look like human guys, but you're not a man, you're a chicken.
November 1863, and the Union has been ripped asunder by 2 years of civil war. As the country seeks to heal its wounds, a train carrying Abraham Lincoln winds its way north to the battlefield at Gettysburg. Once there, the president must make the most important speech of his career.
If I can just come up with an opening. Ask not what your country can do for you. No, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Nah. Ich bin ein Gettysburger.
No.
People of Gettysburg. Hi, I'm President Lincoln. So how about those Yankees, huh?
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, I give up. I can't even write a simple speech.
Yes, what is it?
Whoa! Lincoln, Lincoln, we've been thinking, would you, could you think of Lincoln? We request on our behalf that you get your autograph.
Who are you?
We're the Warner Brothers.
And the Warner Sister. I'm the cute one.
Is there something I can do for you?
Well, Abe, do you mind if I call you Abe?
No.
Do you mind if I call you Timmy?
Yes.
How about Diane?
Abe will do. Now, is there something you want?
Would you sign our People with Beards autograph book?
I suppose there'll be no harm in that. Where should I sign?
Sign it right next to Attila the Hun. You know, for contrast.
There.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Lincoln.
My pleasure. Now run along, kids. I have work to do.
Oh, you've been working on the railroad?
Yeah,
He's been working on the railroad all the livelong day. He's been working on the railroad just to pass the time away.
Oh, honestly, I need to be left alone. I have to come up with my address.
Everyone knows that. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Not my street address, my address. My speech that I'm supposed to give at Gettysburg. I just can't seem to write it.
Hey, why so tense? You better cut down on the caffeine.
And relax. We'll help you write the speech.
If I could just come up with a great opening.
Openings? No prob. We know some grand openings. Huns, Romans, Gettysburgers, lend me your ears.
Nah.
You're entering another dimension.
A dimension of sight and of sound.
That signpost up ahead. Gettysburg.
I don't think so.
And how about this opening?
I'm lanky.
And frankly,
this war has got me cranky.
I'm proud to be a Yankee. How you doing, Gettysburg?
I'm afraid not. It's no use. I give up.
Hey, Abe, lighten up. What kind of talk is that from a man who chopped down a cherry tree?
And never told a lie.
And threw a dollar across the river to buy wooden teeth.
That's George Washington. That was a great president. I'm afraid I'll be known for nothing.
Nonsense. You just stick with us, pal.
Yeah, and one day they'll name a tunnel after you.
They'll put your face on a penny.
Or take 40% off mattresses on your birthday.
Just as long as they don't name a savings and loan after me.
You can't give up without a fight. We're counting on you, Abe. This speech is important. You have to heal this country and bring it together because... You might want to take notes on this. I'm on a roll. Because 87 years ago... that's 87 years ago for those of you keeping score. Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all people should have a balanced diet, including ding-dongs and ho-hos and...
Ho-hos?
Yeah, feel free to change any of this.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Nice rewrite.
We resolve that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.